Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw, bringing you the best in relationship radio. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Thursday from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with relationship expert, my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
We are here live in the studio getting ready to bring you the best in relationship video. It's good to have everybody on tonight who's listening live, as well as those who will be listening to the archived version of the show. And Sadie, we are just growing and growing and growing. I think we're almost at 8,000 listens of our show. Would you believe that? Is that amazing or what?
That's absolutely phenomenal, Michael.
And Sadie, almost 700 listens of our last show when we just kept it real, we kept it honest, and we kept it transparent. And, you know, people seem to be enjoying what we're providing because our show continues to grow and grow and grow. So it's exciting for me to co-host this show with you, and it's exciting for us to bring people the best in relationship radio. Sadie, let me give everybody our guest call and listen, everybody. If you want to call in to comment, if you have a question, then you can call us at 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. During our musical break, I am going to post the link on Facebook for anyone who wants to listen in live. Now, Sadie, before we get started tonight, you know it's game 7 of the NBA Finals, and here it is, San Antonio 67, Miami 66. Sadie, who's going to win the game tonight?
Miami, baby.
Miami, baby. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. You know, Sadie, I don't really know who's going to win. Listen, if San Antonio goes down tonight, I can say they are not going down without a fight. And Sadie, listen, I don't know because it's 69 San Antonio to 66 Miami. So we got to wait and see.
Just like our show, Michael, our show is doing it. And how do we know? Because numbers don't lie.
Uh-oh.
And that's the same thing with Miami.
Uh-oh. The numbers may be lying right now, but, you know, Miami's going to come back.
Did you say the numbers might be lying right now?
Listen, I heard an interview with LeBron James yesterday. And listen, Real Relevant Raw family, you know what the topic is tonight. Just taking a little banter here, talking about the game a little bit. Well, I saw this interview on LeBron James, and basically he's really humble. He said, look, we are the two best teams in the NBA. And he said, really, it's about heart and it's about instinct. It is about us playing based upon the habits that we have developed all season long. And then he said something, Sadie, that was really powerful to me. He said, we got to leave it all on the court. We got to leave it all on the court. And you know, as we begin to segue to our topic tonight, which is, do soulmates really exist? I think in relationships, and you're a relationship expert, relationship guru, you really have to leave it all in the relationship. You got to give it all you got. I don't think any relationship is going to be successful unless we give it all we have, unless we are willing to commit to doing what we need to do. As a person said to me years ago, to do the hard work of a relationship. So tonight, we want to raise this question. Do soulmates really exist? Whether we are looking at the movies, seeing that love scene between two people, seeing a romance develop, this person, oh, my soulmate, or we talk to our best girlfriend, our BFF, our road dog, our boy, and yo, son, I just met my soulmate. We use that term soulmate, but we're a little bit of our family. What we want to talk about tonight is, do soulmates really exist? And one of the things I thought about, and I'm not going to venture an answer to the question at this moment, it's, there is one and only one person for us. if we look at the global community, there is a 1 in 7 billion chance for us to find that one person. And I think the odds are greater for us hitting the Powerball or the Mega, if this is the case, than finding our soulmate. And let's say we're in America, then it's a 1 in 260 million chance for us to find our soulmate. So, Ms. Lady Sharp, what are your thoughts? Do soulmates really exist?
No. First of all, you know, I'm Sadie Sharp, a.k.a. Set It Off. So I'm going to set it off real quick. First and foremost, let me just say, soulmates do argue. I was looking at an article in preparation for the show, and I saw this. It says soulmates do not argue. What? Are you looking for a human being? Or are you looking for an animal that does not talk? Soulmates do argue. Soulmates have difficulties. And soulmates also, just like any other relationship, will come to a point where they have to push. They have to push to make it work. Just because your soulmates doesn't mean things are going to work out on their own. And I think that's where people kind of get it messed up a little bit. They think that a soulmate is someone who's going to come in their life and everything's just going to be perfect.
I like it. Go ahead. Sadie, one of the things that I appreciate about this show, and particularly your commentary, when you set it off, you just keep it so real. You cut through all the madness. You cut through all the madness, all the BS, all the stinking thinking. And, you know, 50% of marriages end in divorce. And, Sadie, maybe it's because people get married with false notions of what marriage is. And the minute reality hits, they become so shocked and so shaken by the reality that they can't handle it and they want to get out of it. So I think what you're saying is, because you didn't answer the question, but I think you set it off in such a way that you grounded us in reality that, listen, whether or not soulmates exist and change, that's my other joke. Real Relevant and Wrong Family, we're gonna answer the question because we leave no stone unturned. But before we even get to that, what Sadie is saying is whatever the type of relationship that you have, you're going to argue, you're going to have conflict, you're going to have fights. As I said earlier, given the analogy of basketball, you've got to leave it all on the court. And you got to push. See, I'm going to go to a song real fast. I love this song.
And I just like to add in that even when the score is behind, you got to believe that you're going to win.
You know what? I'm not even going to go to a song because here you are again setting it off. So even when the score's behind, you have to believe that you're going to win. Well, what do you mean by that? Because so often when the score is behind, we want to quit the game.
That's right. Sometimes the score may be like, wow, the odds are far ahead of us. We're losing. Mm-hmm. But your soulmate, here's the definition of a soulmate from Set It Off. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Soulmate is the other piece to your puzzle.
Sadie Sharp, I got to write that down. The soulmate is
the other piece to your puzzle.
Piece to your puzzle. With that, let's listen to Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm out of my mind. Malibu to Paribu. Yeah, I had a big machine bad ear. Hit me up when you pass through. I give you something bigger just to tell your ass to. Swag on them even when you drag casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. In a 100 years, not there with I. Full of hearts, I let you pat me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like. So I dare watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refute this pimp. And I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
Everybody, that was Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We're getting this party started quickly. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Shore.
Well, Sadie, listen, you know, the numbers are not lying with 9 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. What you doing, girl? What were you doing? You were casting spells between the musical break because Miami is leading 77-73. Uh-oh.
You know this, man.
So, you know, baby, you may be right. So we got to see. We got 9 minutes and 18 seconds to see what's going to happen. But back to our topic for the evening. Does a soulmate really exist? And before our musical break, Sadie, you said something that I wanted to delve into. You said a soulmate is the other piece of your puzzle. So are you saying that a person is not fully together until they find their soulmate? Or are you saying that person is putting their life together and the soulmate is the missing piece?
First and foremost, what I'm saying is soulmates are not as complicated as people make them seem to be. Like our numbers that we researched, what is it? What did you say, 1 in 7 billion chance that you'll find your soulmate?
7 billion. I mean, if you look at the whole world, it's 7 billion, yeah.
Yeah. It's not an easy task. It's something that a lot of people do leave Earth without having experienced, but I wouldn't say it's as complicated as those numbers. Reason being is people make up the soulmate to be something equivalent to the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus, somebody perfect. That's not what a soulmate is. Now, a soulmate, to answer your question, when you said, do you say that a soulmate is what makes you whole, the other half? Now, when you're putting together a puzzle, if you have one or two or three pieces missing to that puzzle, you can still tell what it is.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
So you can still live your life, enjoy your life, and have a life without coming across your soulmate. But if you get to cross all your T's and dot all your I's in life and meet your soulmate, then you'll leave with your puzzle complete.
Mm. City, I like that. And I think what you're saying is this, and you know it makes sense. A soulmate is someone who you fit with and someone who fits with you. Can we use it as a working definition?
Those are definitely two ingredients to make the pie.
So, Real, Relevant, and Raw family, if you are looking for your soulmate, or if you've been thinking about what a soulmate is, it's someone who you fit with and someone who fits with you. So what it says to me, and we go back to this, we touch on this theme in our shows, we really have to know what we want. I think that's the starting place. Well, even before that, we have to know ourselves, and we have to know what we want. And I think, and say that, I definitely want to hear your thoughts about this. I think so often in relationships, when relationships don't work, fundamentally, I think it's because we really don't know ourselves well enough, and as a result, we really are not clear about what we want. And even with when we're clear about what we want, we don't always share that with that other person.
And that's why it's very important to know what you're putting together as far as the puzzle. So, yes, you're correct. You need to know yourself. First thing you're going to do when you put together a puzzle is you normally study the box or the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to get an idea of how this is supposed to come out. You try to get an idea of the colors and make sure they match. Well, that's basically the same thing you're supposed to do with yourself. You can't match pieces and people if you don't know what you have. You have to know what the product is, what you want the end product to be. You have to have goals in all things.
See, so anybody listening tonight, you want a relationship. You're even searching for your soulmate. I was at a corporate dinner tonight, and one of the persons I was sitting with has a friend who said, you know, I go this place, I go that place, but I just can't find anybody. Does she really know what she wants, and does she know how to get it? I'm not sure, but I think if you listen tonight, and if you want to be in a relationship, you want to find your soulmate, the first step is to ask yourself, do I know myself? Have I taken enough time with myself to know myself? If you have, what Sadie and I are both saying is that you have taken that all-important first step, but if not, then you need to spend some more time with yourself so that you can know yourself. And I've learned this in my own life. If I'm not comfortable being with me, then how can I bring me to someone else? Sadie, what do you think about that?
I'd like to also add, I'm like diamonds right now, Michael. If we were to start digging for diamonds or oil, It's basically easy to say, okay, when you come across a diamond, it looks like this. You test it like that. If it passed the test, it's a diamond. It's a little bit more complicated with human beings.
All right.
Sometimes they look, smell, and act like things that they're not.
Let's set it off. Look, smell, and act like things that they are not.
Yes, they do. They do. Sometimes they smell good and they're not good. Sometimes they smell bad. Sometimes they don't smell human. But either way, I said that to say, instead of actually looking for love or looking for a soulmate, it's best to prepare yourself to be in receipt of meeting that person and accepting what it is they have to offer. Because sometimes when we look for people, we have a tendency to use cognitive filters where we have this concept of what we expect the person to be, and we kind of help them fit that, as opposed to if we just allow things to happen and take place in a very natural manner, then there's more of a chance that you'll end up with the person you're supposed to be with, as opposed to putting thought in it and being with the person you think you're supposed to be with.
See, I like that, Sadie, and I want to just put up a border, if you will, a parameter, probably too big of a word. And I'll tell you why I'm saying this, because I've talked to a lot of women, particularly women who are in the church, and you are a relationship expert, relationship guru, and I hear what you're saying, that there is this process of preparation too. And then you talked about being in receipt of it. There's some women that I've talked to who believe that the universe is going to send them their soulmate, or quote unquote, God is going to send them their soulmate. And maybe it's my man way of thinking. I just want to caution women who may be thinking that if you prepared yourself enough that all of a sudden the universe is going to send that person to you. I see it more as having a relationship strategy to go get that person. And again, maybe it's my man way of thinking, my predatorial instincts. I just want to erect that border just so that women don't hear that and say, oh, I'm just going to prepare myself and all of a sudden my soulmate's going to show up at my door.
You know, Michael, you're really good at starting fires because I set them and you just line me up to really blow some stuff up. So that's a really good question. And what I would like to say is I tell people who, you know, spend a lot of time in prayer and they say, you know, I prayed for God to send me a job. And I'm like, okay, it's 2 o'clock, but you're on the couch. Like, you need to line yourself up for
like,
those prayers to be answered. And that's actually the same thing with dating and finding your soulmate. You can pray to God or whoever it is that you pray to send you someone, but I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the Bible also says that faith without works is dead.
Exactly.
So it's the same thing. You can sit there and pray all day, but you need to look in that mirror and figure out those ugly things about yourself that will scare that person away. Those spiritual things, because the obvious ugly people seem to work on, but the inside ugly, that's actually the eternal ugly that person's going to be with forever, we forget to work on. So you need to work on your eternal ugly and then have yourself in places where you're more likely to meet people who have common interests with yourself, as such as yourself, i.e., if you like to garden, then take a gardening class. If you're big on pets, then maybe you want to volunteer at a dog shelter or something to that nature. Or if you like to cook, you take a cooking class. And now that's just increasing your chances, because remember, numbers don't lie, of actually coming in contact with that person. And you're automatically going to have something in common from the door.
Sadie, you know, you are on fire tonight. The eternal ugly. I have never heard that term in all my life, the inner ugly. Now, listen, listen, you're setting it off. You're on fire tonight. I got to take a call.
So is Miami.
God, I know. I'm looking. I'm like, ah. we got to go to a song. Macklemore is burning up the charts, so I got to give us some Macklemore. After that, we're going to come back and talk about the eternal ugly and the inner ugly. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yet I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the Fortrack busting. Halfway across that city with the back question. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Here we go back, this is the moment, tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over, so we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Here we go back, this is the moment, tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over, so we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Now, can I kick it? Thank you, yeah. I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I gotta hit it with in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We raw. Gonna go off, gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands. This is our party. here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back.
Definition of a soulmate, and it is the person who fits you and the person who you fit with. And Sadie, you talked about the soulmate being the other piece of one's puzzle. And I was thinking about this during our musical break. You know, if we look at the soulmate, this concept of the soulmate, in this way, that it really takes, for me, the pressure off of someone, because you're not on this quest to find the one and only one, that you have just one chance to find the one. Really, you are looking for a type of individual, and there can be many persons, male or female, who fit that type. And also, before our musical break, and say to you, you have this way of saying these things that are so provocative and so insightful, that, and I'll expand it, that men and women, we have to look at the eternal ugly and the inner ugly as part of our preparation process. So, Ms. Sadie Sharp, you got to tell us, what is an inner ugly and the eternal ugly?
Okay, well, basically, we all go to the gym, we drink plenty of water. Well, we don't all go to the gym, but you know what I'm trying to say, right, Michael?
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, when we're trying to focus on the outer so-called ugly, we go to the gym, we get our hair done, guys go to the barbershop, nails, pedicures, whatever have you. But those things just get you basically a good night. Good night, good 2, 3, 4 nights, maybe even a month or two. That's the physical attraction. Well, what allows you to establish a relationship with your so-called soulmate is working on your inner ugly, which is cleaning up and strengthening your inner core, your spirit, having a beautiful spirit. You can have a beautiful body, beautiful hair, beautiful face, but if the inside's ugly, that is the glue that keeps relationships together. So you can have a beautiful exterior, that's just going to get you a lot of smashing, right, Michael?
That's right.
Smash, smash, smash. But when you want to find your soulmate, you got to work on the inner ugly. So this is how you work on the inner ugly. You have to acknowledge and accept that everyone, every single person on the face of this earth has the good, the bad, and the ugly.
True.
Okay? We do not change. People do not change. What we do is we create self-awareness. we create self-awareness, we can then become aware of the things that we do not like to do because they could be considered part of the ugly. And when we do them, we actually use redirection with ourselves to do something other than them. Let's take, for instance, a woman or man who may be a little jealous. Okay? Mm. Or is he or she going to stop being jealous? No.
No, that's
who they are. People don't change. But what they'll realize after maybe one or two or three failed relationships, and some people it may take more, that jealousy is not going to work in allowing me to achieve the goal of meeting and marrying and being with, if you're a marriage person, not everyone is, the person that I want to be with. So what do? I have to create a self-awareness. So now, from now on, when I see my mate talking to someone and I feel that green, giant, mean monster that wants to come out, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle that? You know what? I'm going to go over and introduce myself and participate in the conversation. That's how some may handle it. Others may choose to use a different form of redirection, but that's actually addressing your ugly and strengthening your spirit. And the more you start to see that work, the more confident you'll become that your jealousy is really just an illusion. Okay?
So this is what I hear you say. We have it backwards, because it seems like, as I've observed it, we want to use the external to attract someone to us, when really it should be the other way around, where we use the internal to make ourselves more attractive to someone. Let me tell you, go to the club, and listen, I'm a guy, I'm a man, and everything is tight and short and all of that. And listen, visually, listen, I'm mad at that. At the same time, what I'm being drawn to is the external, but what's going to keep me is what's inside of you. So, Sadie, I think you're on to something. And again, when you want to call in, 646-716-7031, maybe you have something to say about that. I mean, Sadie is essentially saying to both men and women that we've got to reverse the course and really make ourselves more appealing from an inside perspective rather than an outside perspective. So is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, because basically when the Urban Dictionary describes a soulmate, it says that it's basically someone who you have such a deep connection with that when you're not with them, you almost don't feel that same calmness and happiness that you feel when you're around them. And that basically life feels more harsh without them. That once you have that bond, it's almost like you feel like you require it. So basically, that definition there alone has nothing to do with the appearance. So if you want that strong bond with someone, you have to clean up your internal ugly and allow yourself to be able to connect with someone that way. When you have jealous issues or insecurities or freedom issues, that's not going to allow you to bond with someone that way.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Because, say, when you look at society, when I look at society, everything is external. I mean, if you look at Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, all the women are weaved out. And I'm not critiquing that. I'm just saying that, right? Or body parts are being accentuated. The men, all of them are, look like they can bench the state of New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Cut up the whole nine yards. But you're saying that it's really about the internal. So where are we going wrong as a society? Is everything that we're presenting, right?
Well, people marry people who are not their soulmates more often than not.
All right.
Because, as we had said earlier, I don't agree with those numbers that were presented on the website, that because they make it like a soulmate's almost a perfect person. There is no perfect person. There is no perfect relationship. And that's how soulmates are described.
Mm-hmm.
So when we change it and we make it more reality, then the probability of you meeting your soulmate increases when we bring it back to reality. Now, a lot of people do not marry, the average person does not marry a soulmate because of what you just said. It's not based on the interior. It's based on other factors. It's based on things such as some people are white collar and they will only marry another white collar professional. I want to marry someone who wants to build a legacy together. They marry that person, they build a legacy, and they may stay together because of legacy, but they never found that piece to their puzzle, and they will die with that piece missing dead smack in the middle of the puzzle. Now, as you just related to Housewives of Atlanta or whatever have you, now, I've never saw the show, but I'm going to say this. From what I understand about the show, it's a bunch of women who are high-end women who are married to men who do well successfully, and they stay home and spend their money all day and talk about it on TV. Is that accurate?
For them, yes. Yeah, right.
Okay. So basically they're able to do that because they're these hot body women, but, I mean, they're getting divorced left and right. Am I correct in that as well?
Exactly. And you know, it's funny because I was referring actually to Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, but it still applies. No, it's all right because it still applies to Real Housewives of Atlanta. The bottom line is we are being presented, really, of a non-reality. And interestingly enough, Sadie, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is the number one watched show on cable television by African Americans. Numero uno.
Well, here's the thing in that, you know, these guys, they're successful. They can have what they want. They trade these women in like they do their leased cars. And if you want to be that woman that can move in some guy's house and spend his money for anywhere from 5 to 10 to maybe even 15 years and then basically get, you know, traded in and bought out, like, okay, here's $1 million to get lost or whatever the judge decides you get, then that's the lifestyle for you. But that's not the definition of a soulmate.
You're right. And say, you know what, you're on fire tonight. And I'm not saying I'm not on fire tonight. I'm just saying as I'm listening to you, you are on fire tonight and you are making such valid points. And it's really about our outlook because that's interesting. And there are women, I'm sure there are men also, because you got to be balanced, who don't mind being traded in or who don't mind trading a woman. And after you've used her and done what you want, essentially, I'm driving home from this corporate dinner, I'm thinking about relationships. I mean, essentially, man, when you have that side piece, basically, she's there for sexual purposes. And you
sometimes these men care about these women a little bit. Sometimes a lot.
A little bit.
They care about them a little bit. I don't think when they marry them, they're just sexual purposes because a lot of times the women that they see as just sexual purposes are the women who just get those late-night phone calls. They never meet mom, and they're not getting no $5, $10, $25, $30, $50 million ring on their finger.
Mm-hmm.
These women are women that these men find something in that seems like, okay, this is going to support my life or this is going to be better for me. And not on top of that, but I like the way she carries herself or whatever have you. Something about that woman that he wants in his life. It's for him to marry her, sometimes guys just get turned out, but on the average, it's something a little bit more. And some guys can be so infatuated with a woman, they think they love her.
Right, so they think, and the thing is that they think they found a good fit, but if we apply the schema that we've been talking about tonight, it's because that man really is not clear about what he wants and may not be clear about what he's looking for. Said he wouldn't go to one last song. I love this song, Power Trip, and I got to tell you that with 52 seconds left, Miami's leading San Antonio 90-88. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Listen now to Power Trip by J. Cole featuring the guest.
Got me up all night. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night. Down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Drowning out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night.
Open all night.
Uh-huh. Got me open all night.
Hey. Okay. Okay, back when I was sleeping in my mama crib, or even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent. No heater, but a nigga may eat, may I vent. Had a thing for you, even wrote the song Dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring for your childish shit. You know childish shit, anonymous flower scent, you know coward shit. Now a nigga signed a hoe, took a power trip. Back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same club that I used to get tossed out. Life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in this bitch and I'm totally bossed out. 06 crying cause they know that they lost out, but I'm still on you, I'm still on you. My drinks fell on me while I fell on you. I'm saying,
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you to want me. Would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you.
And we are got me up for me.
This has gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the fuck, it'd be the longest bust ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And fuck it, I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want a nigga. Wiping in the club, man. My homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20. Ask me how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you got a nigga freeze frame yelling, please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just fuck up one time and be through it forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want?
That was Power Trip, J. Cole featuring Miguel. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Now, I'm sorry to tell y'all, but anybody who put their money on San Antonio with 27 seconds left, then I think you will have lost your money.
Losers become boozers.
So, Sadie, I think you're right. The numbers don't lie. You are listening to the topic tonight. Do soulmates really exist? And, Sadie, look, I'm going to just venture an answer to this question as I watch LeBron hitting that jumper with 27.2 seconds left. If we look at the definition of a soulmate, it's someone who is the other piece of your puzzle and someone who you fit with and someone who fits you, then yes, one can find or choose the person that they're with to be their soulmate. So for me, even as I think about this, it takes the pressure off because it doesn't say there's only one person in the world.
No.
No way. There's a type of person. There's a profile of a person. There are some qualities that this person will have that fits who you are, like that missing piece to the puzzle. And if that's the case, there could be tens, hundreds, or even thousands of people who fit that profile. So anybody listening tonight or listening who will be listening to the archives and you are thinking about soulmate, then it's really about a type of individual, not just one individual and one only. And Sadie, one of the things that you said earlier that I agree with, you know, it's really about a choice. So if I want to get married, then yes, I can marry, quote unquote, my soulmate. If you want to get married, then you can marry, quote unquote, your soulmate. If you want a committed relationship or even an open relationship with one person being the main person and the other person being the side person, then you have the power to choose and label that person or those persons your soulmate or your soulmate. Sadie, what do you think about that?
I agree 100%, but let me just clarify a little difference here.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a relationship with a person right now, today, I do not believe Michael's saying, and Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, that it's your choice to make that person your soulmate. What I take Michael saying. And
you know what, Sadie? Interestingly enough, I am suggesting that because and it assumes some things that you've even established earlier, that you know yourself, that you know what you want, and that the person you're with has those qualities that you've been looking for, that person fits you. And then what I am saying is that you have the power to define that person as a soulmate. I don't have that.
You do have the power, but here is the difference.
Talk to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Two people deciding they want to be together, unfortunately, is not enough for that person to be your soulmate, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
Let's say we have two people somewhere right now today that just exchange phone numbers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're in the same place in life, meaning in order a lot of times for you to find a soulmate, you have to realize how important it is to have someone in your corner. You have to realize, you have to go through a few things in life and realize how important it is to have a partner. You got to arrive there, okay? Now, once you arrive there, not everyone's cut out to be your soulmate because not everyone shares the same goal with you. Goal sharing is very important, meaning we have this two male and female that didn't have their first phone conversation yet. They're in the same place, and they really like each other. Let's say they work with each other, but they didn't have that deep phone conversation yet. Who are you other than at work? Now, when they have the phone conversation, they find out that the guy likes to swing. He wants a woman who wants to swing with him, who wants to have sex with multiple partners.
Mm-hmm.
But we only do it with each other. You don't step out on me. I don't step out on you. Now, the woman is sitting there like, well, I really like this guy, so I'm going to do it. And now she engages in these acts because she really likes this guy and wants him to be her soulmate. Well, guess what? That's not her soulmate. Why? Because her soulmate will be someone who feels the same way about committing an act like that she does. You know what? It may be good for them, but it's not what I want. You know what? Actually, I feel the same way.
I agree. And Sadie, let me clarify. I appreciate you getting your perspective. The fact of the matter is, it takes time to determine that.
Yes.
You understand? It doesn't
Keyword, yes, you're right. It takes time. Yep.
And Sadie, I think maybe it was two or three shows ago, you talked about this, for lack of a better word, process. That, and I'm just going to make it very simple. You have to start as being friends. We're friends first. You understand? There may be an attraction, but we're not romantically involved, if you will, quote unquote. We're not sexually involved, right? We're getting to know each other. And in that getting to know each other, there's no pressure because I'm not trying to impress you. You're not trying to impress me. You know what I mean? Then we go to dating when, all right, we're going to spend more time together. Maybe there's some physical contact. Maybe there's not. Maybe there's some romance. Maybe there's not. And then we reach the point where then there's that commitment or we determine what the state of the relationship will be. Now, I can't say how long that's going to take. It varies from individual to individual, but the soulmate definition, which I still say we have the power to choose, does not happen overnight. And Sadie, in terms of what I was sharing a few moments ago, that was the missing piece. It doesn't just happen. You can't say someone, your soulmate, except in some very isolated cases when you hear about that love at first sight, and say we missing many to do a show of love at first sight. You know, you hear of your match.com and eHarmony.com, I met my soulmate and I knew it from the first conversation. Well, say something you said.
Can you say divorce soon?
Exactly, because how do you know that? I mean, again, there's always the exception to the rule. We understand that. Real relevant in world family. In this show, and maybe this is why our show is so successful, and we're grateful for that, because we don't deal with the exceptions. We acknowledge the exceptions, but we really deal with the real, with the rule. We deal with those, what's happening in most of the cases. And in most of the cases, you don't define your soulmate overnight.
In most cases, what soulmates do with each other is they realize that just because that is the piece to the puzzle, when you first place it down in that empty space, it doesn't mean it's going to go right in. You have to turn it. You have to line it up. And once you line it up right, it pops right in.
I like
well,
that.
You're going to arrive at many challenges when trying to work things through with your soulmate. But the difference is you turn that piece to the puzzle and you compromise to a point where everyone's happy. And your soulmate cares about your happiness just as much as you do.
See,
that's
I like
the difference.
That.
They're not going to be like, okay, you compromise, and fine, you're going to stay home and have kids for the next 10 years while I work, but I know you're going to be unhappy with that. Your soulmate will not be happy if you're not happy.
You know, Sadie, it's funny, and you know, I have to say this, family, that, and we consider our audience our family, you got to understand, this is coming real. Sadie and I do not, and Sadie, please back me up on this, we do not talk through all the points that we're going to cover in the show. This is truly unscripted. Now,
we actually make sure we don't.
We make sure we don't. I mean, we'll talk about a show topic and we'll start, and Sadie will be like, Mike, listen, let's not go any further because we don't want to spoil it. This is in the moment. This is us having our own thoughts. This is us reacting off one another. We never want to lose that. So, you know, they say reality TV is reality. It's really not reality. It's scripted. This is unscripted. So there are things that Sadie has said in the moment, and I'm like, damn. When I say she's on fire, I mean it. That's not contrived, right? So this thing about a soulmate is so powerful. It takes time to find that out. And I'm going to tell you something. Let me speak from personal experience. I don't give a damn my brothers, hear what I'm saying to you. I don't give a damn how fine she is, how nice she sexes you.
That's
she
a
can
smash.
Cook for you. You
smash.
Can
the other
like,
ass.
Right, like Jocelyn said, or Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta, you know, the CBJ. If I see you smashing somebody, you know, I don't care how hard they smash or you smash them. Let me tell you something. When you see the first, the rearing of that eternal ugly, bro, I'm telling you, you want to leave. I'm telling you what I've experienced, right? When you see that eternal ugly come out, that inner ugly come out, you be like, damn, what the? Why did I even, I'm about to get the out of here. You know what I'm saying? And so Sadie is so right. It takes time. So you gotta work through that thing. You got to reevaluate. You got to see that thing and discuss that thing and say, you know, can I really handle that thing? And then over time, yes, you have the power to define what a soulmate is and what a soulmate is not. Sadie, I want to say three things real fast, and I'm going to let you take it out. Three things I'm going to say real fast about this whole soulmate. Is there a soulmate? Number one, there's a profile. So it's not just one person, in my opinion. It's multiple people, potentially,
yeah.
But there's a profile. And two, and particularly for my church sisters, you know, it takes a relationship strategy. You can't wait on God to, I've heard this said with women in the church. You, and maybe in other faith communities. I'm more familiar with the church, so I'm aware of other faith communities. You can't wait on the Creator to send you a husband. To me, you have to have some type of relationship strategy to obtain the relationship you want, up to including a soulmate. And then finally, it's this, and I've said this, and I said, I'm going to let you go to that show. I want you to go to that show, please. It's your choice. Nobody can define who is a soulmate for you but you. Sadie, I'm done. Take a thought.
And I'm just going to add on a little bit to what Michael just said. It's certain mindset and attitude that that person has to have that will make it work. Two people can be soulmates based on the goals that they have or share, but the success of that union is based on their ethic. So, basically, I would like to share with you guys our first post on Facebook about the show, Do Soulmates Really Exist? And we got a comment from a man that I don't want to say his name because he didn't give me permission to, but I would like to read his response. And he responded and said, yes, they exist. It's known as a mother level of understanding. These people don't need an explanation of your character and design and passion. You connect spiritually, mentally, and love flows in a pure state. The problem, end of the day, is human intervention. Overthinking is too good to be true, or it's not the right time. Remove human intervention, and wow. And when I read this comment, I replied back to the writer, the author of the comment, and I said, I have read your comment 3 times. It's absolutely brilliant. There are several of you listening now who have met your soulmate, and you did not proceed forward with them because of lack of understanding, wanting an explanation, trying to define and understand their character and design and passion, and being pure afraid. But as Michael said, the good news today is there is more than one out there. So just work on your internal ugly, open up yourself so that when you meet that person again, you can allow them to be the other piece to your puzzle, your soulmate.
Family, you've been listening to Real Relevant and Raw, where we continue to bring you the best. We go hard to bring you the best in relationship content. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host.
Like the Spurs, we go hard, but we don't get sent home. Sadie Sharp.
And for the record, Miami did win the NBA Finals. We broadcast, everybody, every Thursday from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight's topic was, do soulmates exist? It's been a pleasure to be with you this evening, and we will see you same time, same place, to give you the best in relationship content. Have a good night. Bye-bye.